السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. I'm your host, Trishni Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to, inshallah, use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence, bi'idhnillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As usual, I'm super excited to meet you in another episode of the Best Versions podcast. If you're a regular listener, you may recall that in our last podcast, we started talking about the very first ingredient we need to cultivate an astounding mindset, which I call an anti-fragile mindset. So we discussed in detail how, for instance, hope is essential for cultivating a great mindset, right? Because that's one of the most important ingredient to cultivate mindset, to a great mindset. Now today, inshallah, we will continue on that subject and discuss, inshallah, the second ingredient of our HOT acronym. Can you recall what HOT stands for? I created an acronym so that you can remember it easily. Well, HOT stands for hope, optimism, and tawakkul. So in our last episode, we talked about the hope, right? Talked about how hope actually helps you to cultivate that anti-fragile mindset. And today, obviously, we will discuss about optimism. So without further ado, let's jump in and talk about optimism. Now, what is optimism? What do you understand by optimism? Now, it's always important that we, you know, define what we are going to talk about, right? Now, according to Cambridge Dictionary, optimism is the quality of being full of hope and emphasizing the good parts of a situation or a belief that something good will happen. In other words, optimism is an attitude characterized by hope and confidence in a positive future. So, as an optimist, you expect good things to happen. As a pessimist, you don't really expect good things to happen most of the time, right? So as you can sense, optimism is very closely related to hope. In fact, optimism strengthens hope. Your hope leads to positivity, and your positive attitude actually increases more hope in life. So they are very closely related. Now, in simplistic terms, optimism is all about being positive in life. It's a positive attitude. That's what I'm trying to say with optimism. It's a positive attitude. So regardless of what life throws at you, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best plan for you. So you're optimistic about that. So regardless of how often you fail, you are convinced that these failures are just stepping stones towards your success. You know, even with adverse events that happen to you in your life, you know, all these adverse negative events actually are good for you, as they will lead towards a better you, inshallah. Even the sins you do sometimes, you know, the sins are going to actually help you be a better person, because you're going to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that helps you to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So anything you do, any adverse or negative events that happen to you in your life, you know even that can be good for you, inshallah. So that's basically a positive attitude or optimism. So today, inshallah, we will briefly talk about how optimism is going to help you improve your dunya and the akhirah. That is, this world and inshallah the next world. Because we know for sure that optimism is exceptionally good for you, for your happiness, for your stress level, for your health. There are studies that talk about how being an optimistic person can actually help you improve your improve your, not only your health, but also your longevity. You can live longer, subhanAllah. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides our life, but it's very interesting to study these things and look at the research about optimism. And currently there are so much research going on about optimism, and all these things actually pointing out towards a better health, less stress, more happiness in life. So optimism is certainly very, very, very good for this dunya, we know that. But we also know it's more important and better for our akhirah. So we will, inshallah, look at how to become a more positive person in life. That's because by default, we humans aren't optimists. Though optimism is really, really, really good for us, by default, we aren't optimists. Psychologists say we are actually most of the time, we are pessimists. Our perspective is that the glass is half empty. It's not half full. Well, there are reasons for this, but that's beyond our chat today. We are not going to go into that. Anyway, we'll just look at, inshallah, or let's briefly look at what Islam's take on positivity is and why it is most helpful for our success, particularly in the akhirah, in the next world. Okay. First and foremost, the Quran clearly highlights the dangers of pessimism. As you know, pessimism is actually the opposite of optimism, right? So Quran actually clearly highlights the dangers of pessimism. In fact, the Quran confirms that those who have a pessimistic idea about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have actually disbelieved, subhanAllah. You know, this ayah in Surah Yusuf. In Surah Yusuf, it's a beautiful scenery actually, it's a beautiful thing. It is one of my, the ayah that I'm going to mention to you is going to be, is actually one of my most favorite ayahs in the Quran. It is basically in Surah Yusuf where the Prophet Yaqub commands his sons to go and search for his other two lost sons, basically Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Benjamin. So while commanding them, while commanding his children to search for the, his other lost sons, he says not to lose hope and be optimistic about the outcome. That's what the ayah says, right? So أَوَدْبِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَا تَيْسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never give up. Never give up hope of Allah's mercy. Basically, in the words of Prophet Yaqub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys us this message while commanding his kids, go and search for the for Yusuf and Benjamin. While doing that, never give up hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Certainly, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the people who disbelieve. SubhanAllah. So it's very important. It's beautiful Quranic ayah, one of my most favorite in the entire Quran. And it gives us so much hope because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, never give up of Allah's mercy because his mercy is so big. And if you are someone who give up of Allah's mercy, this is basically taking you almost to kufr. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be always optimistic about our akhirah as well. Now, the importance of being optimistic, importance of positivity is also mentioned in many hadiths. And we know, subhanAllah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very pessimistic, a very astaghfirullah, very optimistic person, you know. In fact, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved optimism and hated pessimism. Did you know that? There's a beautiful hadith, a sahih hadith in Musnad Ahmad, where Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved optimism and he actually detested pessimism. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always an optimistic person. And we see the optimism of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all his life, right? I mean, regardless of the difficulties he went through in his life, and you know how many difficult situations, how difficult his life was, he was always hopeful and optimistic that the future would be better. Now, he never gave up on life and was always positive towards life, right? And the story of Taif is indeed a culmination of his optimism. And I'm sure you know the story of the of Taif, right? We all know the story of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his visit to Taif. Now, as you know, when he went to Taif, people rejected him and he was pelted with stones to the extent that bleeding cuts covered his entire body. Subhanallah. The bleeding was so heavy that his feet clogged his shoes. Subhanallah. So even then, at such a difficult time, he was in such a pain. In fact, Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, right, when was the hardest time in your life? What was the reply? The reply was obviously the visit to Taif, right? It was the hardest time, the lowest time in the prophetic life, subhanAllah. And at such a difficult time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his angel of mountains. And the angel of mountains offered him to crush the people of Taif, you know. But what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say then? What did he say? He said, even if these people do not accept Islam right now, I do hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there will be persons from among their progeny who would worship Allah and serve His cause. Now, as we know, subhanAllah, from the Sirah, alhamdulillah, people of Taif became Muslims at the very end of the Prophet's life and the rest is obviously history. So I imagine that positivity of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is in fact the pinnacle of positive thinking, right? Now, when all the odds are against you, you still believe that the future is going to be bright, bi'idhnillah. And that's actually the pinnacle of positive thinking, subhanAllah. And we see that in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life. And this kind of positive thinking actually help us all achieve ultimate success in the Akhirah. How? Well, in Hadith al-Qudsi, which is recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari, Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am as my servant thinks of me. It's a beautiful Hadith. It's a long Hadith, but I'm just taking this simple word. I am as my servant thinks of me. Now, if the servant thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala positively, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be as the servant thinks. And if the servant thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negatively, he will be as the servant thinks. So in other words, if you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala positively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reaction, so to say, will be positive as well. However, if you think negatively, it will be negative as well. And that's why the Prophet said in another hadith in Sahih Muslim, none of us should die except while assuming the best about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is recorded, I think, Sahih Muslim. Now, Al-Hasan al-Basri commented on these two hadiths and he said, the believer assumes the best about his Lord, okay? Al-Mu'min, he assumes the best about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he do? He does the best deeds, because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive you, He's going to grant you the Jannat al-Firdaus, and in order for you to get into Jannat al-Firdaus, you need to do good deeds. So that positive thinking, that optimism will help that believer do more good deeds. However, the sinner, he assumes the worst about his Lord. So he does bad deeds and he continues doing bad deeds. That means the sinner basically thinks, oh, okay, I have sinned so much and there's no way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive my sins. So he's thinking negative about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And what happens? He continues, okay, I mean, I have done so many sins and it's no hope, so I'm going to continue doing bad deeds. But it's nothing, I mean, no big deal. I can continue doing these bad deeds. Anyway, I'm going to go to hellfire. Astaghfirullah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this is the beautiful thing, you know, this is very important to understand the commentary of Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah. When you think positive about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to do positive. good deeds. If you think negative about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is going to take you towards doing more bad deeds. So all the positive thoughts about your Lord will inshallah lead you to positive actions. And all these negative thoughts about your Lord will lead you towards negative actions. This is very important to understand. And this has obviously, this has an impact on your akhirah, right? If you think positive or negative about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, science has an interesting take on these thoughts as well, especially about negative and positive thing, thoughts. There's a beautiful book I read maybe a couple of years before from Dr. Andrew Newberg. It's a very interesting, he's a very interesting neuroscientist. He wrote a book called Words Can Change Your Brain. So basically the summary of the book is anything you say has an impact on your brain. So whether it's a positive or negative words, it has an impact. So he says in that book, whether it's a positive or negative word, or a single word, and listen to me, this is very, very important, so I want you to pay attention to this. A single word has the power to influence the expression of genes that regulate physical and emotional stress. So this is from his book. Let me repeat that again, okay? I'm quoting the sentence from his book. A single word has the power to influence the expression of genes that regulate physical and emotional stress. Subhanallah. Now think about that for a minute. A single word can negatively or positively impact your DNA. So he's a scientist, and he's a leading neuroscientist, by the way. So that's stunning, right? Stunning, subhanAllah. So whatever you say to yourself or others, make sure it's positive, because negativity isn't helpful for anyone. It's not good for you, it's not good for others. Now, Dr. Newberg says that a single negative word can actually increase the activity in your brain's fear center. SubhanAllah. Just a single negative word can increase the activity in your brain's fear center. Now, what does it mean? What happens when your fear center in your brain is activated? What happens? Well, what happens? Let me explain that to you quickly. That's when dozens of stress-producing hormones and neurotransmitters are released into your bloodstream, and those things actually interrupt your brain's logical reasoning and language functioning. So in simple terms, when your fear center is activated, you can't think or talk straight. Basically, your prefrontal cortex is kind of shut down, more or less. Now, let that sink in for a moment. That when your fear center is activated, you can't think or talk straight, and that fear center can be activated with a single negative word. SubhanAllah. So when a single negative word has so much impact on your mindset, then what about the barrage of negative comments that we say to ourselves and others, right? We all are guilty about that, right? Unfortunately, we use negative words and negative comments sometimes in words, sometimes in writings. And we should be aware that each and every word we utter or write, it has an impact on many things in your life. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all and grant us wisdom to utter positive words all the time. Now, that's a great segue to talk about becoming more positive in life. So I told you, I will inshallah share you a couple of tools how to be more positive in life. So we just discussed about the importance of optimism, importance of being positive. Now, how can we inshallah cultivate this thing? How can we cultivate being a more positive person in life? Obviously, we can talk about that for hours, and there are so many ways how we can do that, but I'm going to inshallah share with you just two simple and easy tools that you can use it to improve your optimism in life right away, wherever you are, however you, in whatever situation you are right now in. You can use these simple tools in everyday life, and then you can improve that. This is not just from me. This is first and foremost from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And the second tool is also obviously a prophetic sunnah, but also backed up by science. Okay, let's talk about the very first tool that will inshallah increase positivity, because it's not from me, it's from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what's that tool? Well, that tool is using positive good words. As you know, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always encouraged the use of positive and inspiring words, right? So in the beautiful hadith in Sahih Bukhari, he said, there is no adwa. So adwa in Arabic means basically, there's no disease that is conveyed from the sick to the healthy without the permission of Allah. Okay? So that's what he says, there's no adwa and no tiara. Tiara basically means superstitious belief in bad omens. So there's no adwa, there's no tiara, but I like optimism. And that's what I really want to, I want you to pay attention to these words. He said, but I like optimism. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabas obviously asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is optimism? What is optimism? He said, a good word. A good word. SubhanAllah. Just a good word, a positive word is an optimism. So using good, positive words increases your optimism in life. So next time you converse with someone or you converse with yourself, focus on using positive and encouraging words. That's because the words you choose to say impact your state of mind. That's very important to understand. The words you choose to say impact your state of mind. Now, for example, let's say someone is asking you, hey, how are you doing today? You have obviously the choice to say how you are feeling right now. You can say like, Alhamdulillah, I'm okay. Or you can say, Alhamdulillah, I'm great. Okay? So the word great is a greater positive effect on your mind than just, I'm okay. So you will feel better using the word great versus just okay. So even just okay is okay. The problem is most people even say, yeah, I'm not doing great, right? So instead of doing it negative, instead of using a negative word in a negative term, try to use it in a positive term, whenever possible, inshallah. And always remember to use positive and encouraging words. You know, by repeating such words in all areas of your life, you can, inshallah, consciously elbow out any harmful and discouraging words, inshallah. So remember this simple wisdom. Positivity inspires you to take action and negativity numbs. Okay? So your negative attitude will not help you move forward in life. It is those positive words and positivity that's going to actually help you move forward in life. So by using positive words, you're actually inspiring yourself and others to be more positive in life. So that's very, very important to remember. So the tool number one to be more positive in life is using positive words in your life. Okay, let's look at another tool, the second tool. What is the second tool? The second tool is also a prophetic sunnah and a very important Islamic tool, that is practicing gratitude. In simple terms, practicing gratitude is all about saying Alhamdulillah for all the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So remembering those blessings is a way of practicing gratitude as well. Even if you don't write it down, you just saying to yourself Alhamdulillah, or just reflecting on that, like Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with clean water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with a computer that I can work with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this microphone. You know, all these things are blessings, right? Everything that we are experiencing in today's modern world, subhanAllah, it's a big, big blessing. And we need to be grateful for that blessing. And that's basically practicing gratitude. Instead of looking at the negative things at life, like what we don't have, we always try to practice on what we have. Wow, Alhamdulillah, I have this. Because whenever you focus on the negativity, you aren't gonna feel better. That's the fact. So in fact, in episode number 9, I talked in detail how practicing gratitude can make you spiritually and mentally a better person. So if you haven't listened to that, I would really highly recommend you go back and listen to that episode. It's one of the best I've made so far, alhamdulillah. If you're keen on improving the habit of practicing gratitude, I highly recommend you listening to that episode, inshallah. Now, you may wonder, well, that's true, just practicing gratitude is great and it's very good. I agree with that. But how on earth it can improve your optimism? How can gratitude increase your optimism, right? That's maybe a question you might have. Now, here's the thing. Gratitude is a positive emotion, okay? Like any positive emotion, by practicing a positive emotion, you can actually ward off a negative emotion, okay? Psychologists call it emotional incompatibility. Now, what is emotional incompatibility? Well, it's that you can't experience both positive emotions and negative emotions at the same time. That means you can't be happy and sad at the same time. Either you are happy or sad. Okay? So both positive and negative emotions won't happen at the same time. It's impossible. It cannot happen. So when you practice more positive emotions, you basically deny negative emotions at the same time. So whenever you are practicing positive emotions, there's no room for the negative emotions to come at that time. So that's how you can actually increase your optimism by using those positive emotions as many times as you can in your life. And one of the best and the easiest and the most straightforward way to increase your positive emotion is by practicing gratitude in your life. So the summary of today's episode is optimism is incredibly important for an anti-fragile mindset. So if you want to, inshallah, cultivate anti-fragile mindset, you've got to work on your optimism. And how can you cultivate optimism? Well, I told you there are so many ways, but one of the easiest and simplest ways is to always use positive words and be grateful for our blessings. So there are two tools I talked about, positive words and practicing gratitude. Now, thanks so much for your interest in our podcast. But just before you go, I just have a very important message to share today. Now, if you genuinely want to achieve the best version of yourself in the most critical areas of your life, then I have some very good news. Actually, last week, we opened the registration for our best version of your 6-month coaching program. This is the best program we have ever curated in our life, alhamdulillah. Now, my goal in the best version of your program is to help you tap into your infinite potential so that you can come closer to your best version every single day. So all these tools that I'm actually teaching you and are in a more systemized way with worksheets and coaching calls and community, all these things will inshallah help you to come closer to your best version every single day in worship, in energy, love and legacy. So it's not just one area. We're going to actually use our well framework to achieve that. Now, in order to achieve your infinite potential, I will equip you with practical and efficient tools that are inshallah guaranteed to work bi-idhnillah. Okay, so you can learn more about this unique and life transforming program by visiting bestversions.me/coaching. Now that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I sincerely pray that this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. And last but not least, please subscribe to my podcast and share the podcast with your family and friends. You can make a difference in others' lives by sharing this information with them. So until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his choicest blessings on you and your family. And let me end the podcast with the greetings of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.